This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. If cells are the building blocks of our bodies, then proteins are the body's tools. Present in almost every process within our cells, different proteins are used to perform different tasks. In most cases, these proteins are pulled out of our body's toolbox for a specific function, and then are put away or degraded when they are done.
For any given protein, when it is not needed, when the cells do not have a use for it, it is practical for the cells to find a mechanism to either deactivate it, and one of those mechanisms of deactivation is actually degradation. You completely degrade the protein, so there's no chance of it coming back until the cell needs it again.
Akash Gunjan is an assistant professor in the Department of Biomedical Sciences in Florida State University's College of Medicine.
And so regulated protein degradation is one of the major mechanisms by which the cells regulate the levels of different proteins to ensure that they have exactly the right amount of any given protein at any given point of time, depending upon its needs.
Understanding this, Gunjan has spent the last 5 years trying to uncover the mystery behind a particular protein, histones.
The amount of DNA that needs to be transmitted from one cell to the next, if you were to lay it end to end, it would be about 3 feet long. The cell has had to evolve a mechanism by which they can package this long pieces of DNA into that tiny amount of space that is available to it within the nucleus. This it accomplishes with the help of these proteins called histones.
For nearly a century, researchers have noted that a cell will produce a large number of histone proteins, but when they looked through the microscope, the excess proteins were nowhere to be found.
More recent experiments have shown that, well, all of that is not needed. You can actually delete half of the histone genes and cells are, generally speaking, perfectly fine. However, it is somehow important for the cell to make all that protein, but then whatever is not utilized, they need to get rid of. So the question was, why do the cells bother to make that much more histones, and what happens to those excess histones?
A regular Sherlock Holmes, Gunjan dug deep to unravel the mystery of the missing tools. It seems the cell produces the excess proteins to ensure it has enough to perform the task, but
we actually showed that if those proteins were allowed to hang around for longer than they were needed, then it's extremely toxic to the cells. Eventually, we kind of solved it by figuring out that those excess histones that are made are destroyed, they are degraded, so that they do not interfere with other processes in the cell.
Gunjan's findings give researchers a very important look into the way cells regulate proteins, knowledge that may one day allow scientists to manipulate protein regulation to fight cancerous cells and thwart other diseases. This is Florida State Headlines. I'm Tom Block. Florida State Headlines is a service of the Florida State University Communications Group. For all your Florida State news, log on to fsu.com.
Florida State Headlines is made possible in part by visittallahassee.com and the Tallahassee Convention and Visitors Bureau.